times we've spent together as a nation.
Hey, 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 what it do, sports world, and welcome to the Winner Circle with Ray Diggs.
Hey, 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 what it do, sports world, and welcome to the Winner Circle with Ray Diggs. I got a great, great show for you all. I want to give you all my top 25 predictions in college football for week 13 in college football. Man, it's going to be a crazy, crazy week in college football. After this week right here, everybody know what it is. It's the college football conference championships in college football, which with the SEC, the Pac-12, the Big 12, the Big 10, all of the conference championships will start next Saturday. Now, let me give you all my picks, and I want to start off with a bang. As you all know, we got tonight's game. As you know, Ole Miss ended up losing against Mississippi State. I had picked Ole Miss to win the game, and the reason why I picked them was because they was playing at home, but so I was wrong on that one. But I'm going to go on down to Tulane. Number 19, Tulane at number 24, Cincinnati. I'm going to go with Cincinnati to win that game. Cincinnati has been playing a hell of a season. Ever since the first loss, the two losses that they had early in the season, they have been playing hell of a football. That coach really got them playing good down there in Cincinnati. I'm going with the Cincinnati Bearcats. We have Baylor at number 23, Texas. I'm going to go with Texas, man. Texas is one of those teams. Man, Texas reminds you of one of those girls. You know, you think she's the one, but then she do something to show you that she's not the one. That's how I look at the Texas Longhorns. All right, the Texas Longhorns is one of those teams that every time you think that they are back, Texas is back. They do something and they be like, yeah, Texas is not back yet. All right, but I'm gonna go with Texas to win this game. And Bijan Robinson running the ball, I'm going with Texas. We got North Carolina State at number 17, North Carolina. Okay, North Carolina put out a thing early in the week. They said people only go to North Carolina State that can't get into North Carolina. I think North Carolina State is going to come in with animosity towards this team. They're going to come in to prove something. But I'm going with North Carolina to win this game. And the reason why I'm going with them is because of the quarterback, May. He was a Heisman Trophy candidate. If you look at the stats, man, you'll be like, oh my God, this kid is amazing. 3,000 yards passing, 34 touchdowns. 600 yards rushing, 5 touchdowns. That sounds like a Heisman Trophy candidate, Heisman Trophy winner to me. But this kid right here should be. And if North Carolina could have won last week against Georgia Tech, this team right here would have been at the top of, you know, a lot of people's list, in the top 10 most likely. And probably on their way if they could win the ACC. If they could have won the ACC, they probably was on their way to the college football playoffs. But I'm going to go with them to win tomorrow against North Carolina State. Okay, we have number 18, UCLA, and we have Cal. UCLA reminds me of, just like I said about Texas, DTR. Man, this kid right here, he had a hell of a career at UCLA. I'm going to go with UCLA to win this game. I think they're going to go on the road. They're going to beat Cal. It won't surprise me if Cal beat them, but I'm going to go with UCLA to win this game with my better judgment. I went with UCLA last week. I thought they was going to pull it off. Had a chance to pull it off. But DTR, I mean, you dream of that. You dream of, you know, you get out there on the field with 2 minutes to go in the game. You're going to march your team down the field. A touchdown wins it. Put you all in the Pac-12, most likely Pac-12 championship game. That's what you dream of as a kid. And what did DTR do? He got out there, threw an interception. So, I mean, I don't know if he dreamed about that. But, I mean, shit, I mean... But that's what you dream about as a kid. But I don't think his dream turned out what reality. I don't think the reality turned out how his dream did. So I'm going to go with UCLA to win tomorrow. I don't have no faith in them, but I'm going to go with them anyway. We got Florida at number 16, Florida State. I'm going to go with Florida State to win that game. Florida State has been playing really, really good. We have Auburn at number 7, Alabama. Now, Auburn and Alabama, this is the Iron Bowl. This right here is going to be a hard, hard game for both of these teams. I think that Alabama will win the game. But the thing about Alabama is this is the last time for Will Anderson and Bryce Young to be in Bryant-Denny Stadium. So I expect for this team to perform at the highest level, I expect for this team to dominate Auburn tomorrow. They are 22-point favorites. I expect for them to win by at least 14. I'm going with Alabama. We got Georgia Tech and Georgia. Georgia Tech and number one Georgia. I'm going to go with Georgia. Georgia's been dominating for the last 2 years. This team right here is pretty much has been dominating for the last 2 years, and it's crazy. I'm laughing, but it's crazy. Georgia is the epitome, the standard of college football right now. And I expect for them to go in there and dominate against Georgia Tech tomorrow. We have South Carolina against number 8 Clemson. I'm going to go with Clemson to win that game, even though South Carolina is coming off a really, really good game against a very, very tough Tennessee team. I'm going to go with Clemson to put off a close one tomorrow. We have number 25 Louisville against Kentucky. I'm going to go with Kentucky to win that game only because Kentucky is playing at home. I know Real Levis. I know Rodriguez. I know these are two really, really good players. So I'm going to go with Kentucky with the upset. We got Oregon, number 9 Oregon, number 21 Oregon State. Now, I want to go with Oregon. I'll probably go with Oregon, but it won't surprise me if Oregon State pull it off at home, because it's going to be so hard for them to win in this stadium. I know how it is in the Pac-12. It's hard for teams to win on the road. So I'm going to go with Oregon, but it won't surprise me if Oregon State won. We have Iowa State at number 4 TCU. I'm going to go with TCU. We have Michigan State against number 11 Penn State. I'm going to go with Penn State to win that game. We have number 14 Utah against Colorado. I'm going to go with Utah to win that game. We have number 5 LSU at Texas A&M. I'm going to go with LSU to win that game. Texas A&M is just a mess right now. Honestly, they are a mess. It is crazy what that Jimbo Fisher is dealing with down there. But that's the thing I tell people. See, when you start giving these players all this money, all this NIL money, and they decide that they don't want to play no more, what do the college do then? Hey, that's a question for another time. We got number 22 UCF. I like what Gus Malzahn has done down there at UCF. They're going to play against USF, South Florida. I'm going to go with UCF to win that game. We have number 15 Notre Dame at number 6 USC. I'm going to go with Notre Dame. I like what Notre Dame is doing. I think Marcus Freeman have this team playing top-notch football right now. And I just think they're going to ride into Notre Dame. I think they're going to ride into Southern Cal. And somehow, some way, they're going to pull off the win. I don't know how they're going to do it, but I think they're going to pull it off in USC. We have number 10 Tennessee against Vanderbilt. As you know, Hayden Hooker is out, but we have Milton in there. So I expect for Tennessee to take care of business. They're a 14-point favorite. Vanderbilt has really had two good games, two back-to-back SEC wins. But I think Tennessee will stop that. I think Tennessee should win this game. We have Kansas at number 12, Kansas State. I'm going to go with Kansas State at home to win that game. We have number 13, Washington at Washington State. I'm going to go with Washington to go on the road and win that game. And the game of the week, we have number 3, Michigan at number 2, Ohio State. We have 11-0 versus 11-0. This is the game. Michigan is without their star running back. Ohio State is without a couple players as well, but none of them is more important than Crum. It's to Michigan. I'm going to go with Ohio State to win this game. Even though my mind is telling me to ride with Michigan, but I just don't know if Michigan will be able to pull it off and be able to hang with Ohio State at home without their star running back. That is the only thing that's keeping me from picking Michigan to pull the upset. So with that being said, this right here is my top 25 picks in college football for week 13. Thank you all again for listening to another great segment of The Winner's Circle with Ray Diggs. A peace. And have a blessed night. Peace.